Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast today going to be cloudy and windy. We'll have a high only near 50 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, 37. 35 in Burlington. Milwaukee checks in at also at 37 degrees. And in Racine, 38. Strong winds, high waves expected today on all of the Great Lakes. National Weather Service has issued gale warnings for Lakes Huron, Michigan, and Superior. Waves as high as 15 feet along parts of Lake Michigan. An initiative announced by Racine Police Chief Art Howell last spring is apparently working. The department reporting a 22% reduction in the number of burglaries so far this year when compared to last year. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
As a result of community efforts and the police department's officers and investigators, more than 20 people have been arrested for burglary offenses over the past 2 months, some of them facing multiple charges. While burglary has been a major focus of the RPD, an increase in burglaries is often seen toward the end of the year during the holiday season. In addition to burglaries, Chief Howell's Focus on Five initiative includes heroin and human trafficking, the recovery of illegal firearms, and robbery reduction. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A traffic stop results in a lengthy list of charges against a Racine man. A police officer in Caledonia stopped a car Sunday after observing a drive through a construction zone at the intersection of Dunkelo and Nicholson Roads. Court documents indicate the officer observed two people inside doing something near the passenger side of the dashboard. Well, after taking the passenger into custody, a search of the glove box turned up a loaded handgun, two knives, and two bottles containing prescription medication. It was later determined the gun had been reported stolen in Kenosha, though 23-year-old Michael Bean Griffith told the officer he bought it off the street in Racine. Seven counts of bail jumping go along with the traffic stop charges. Bean Griffith going to be back in court November 5th. Police in Metro Milwaukee have been talking to car dealers about a rash of vehicle thefts from their lots. One got hit Saturday, another Sunday, then Monday. Cars were taken from five dealer lots. Some recovered. No arrests have been made thus far, though police hoping security video might lead to some helpful tips from the public. The trial for the Kenosha man accused of killing his baby after an argument with the child's mother last November could actually wrap up as early as today. Jurors expected to view a pair of video-recorded police interviews in which Russell Rose confesses. In court yesterday, the lead detective in the case, Daniel DeJong, gave jurors a preview of what they're going to be hearing, DeJong saying that Rose used the term sacrifice in talking about the child's death.
I believe he was asked how she was sacrificed, and he said that he smashed her to the ground or the concrete to bits and pieces.
It's still unclear if Rose himself will testify. A man suspected of starting a fire that killed a child in Milwaukee is now in custody. Police arresting Michael Morgan yesterday after putting out his name and picture. Tanasia Morgan died of her injuries after that fire near 36th and Silver Spring. Another child, Kevin Little, and their grandmother seriously hurt. Four of the woman's other grandchildren getting out safely. Morgan is the ex-husband of Kevin Little's mother, who had a restraining order against him due to multiple charges that he'd assaulted her. Ford Motor Company putting out a recall notice infecting thousands of vehicles here in North America. Mark Chase reporting, one for potential fuel tank issues affecting roughly 129,000.
The recall includes 2009 and 2010 models of the Ford Edge and Lincoln MKX. 72 more vehicles are subject to another safety recall for 2016 Ford E-Series cutaway and chassis cab vehicles. Those vehicles face a possible trailer brake controller issue. Ford's third recall affects roughly 1,900 2016 Ford Mustangs. The company says restraint parts in those vehicles may have been damaged during shipping. I'm Mark Chase.
If you have them, you'll be getting a notice in the mail. And Racine Circuit Court Judge John Jude has announced he will not be seeking re-election next spring, filing a declaration of non-candidacy with the State Government Accountability Board. He was first elected to the bench in 2004 to fill the vacancy created when Judge Emmanuel Vouvenis retired. Coming up tomorrow morning, the Racine Unified School District connecting educators with area employers, part of a new initiative at getting businesses qualified workers. From 8:30 till 11:30 tomorrow morning, every high school teacher, counselor, and administrator is going to be at a business or related organizations learning about their daily operations and 21st century business practices so they can go back to their classrooms and help guide students to potential future employment. Chief of Secondary Transformation Dan Thielen says we want our staff to learn more about area businesses and their needs for future graduates as we work towards implementing the Academies of Racine in the fall of 2016. Racine Unified School Board going to be talking soon about adding policy language with regard to minority hiring by contractors on district projects. It's an issue getting attention because of continued concerns and complaints from within the community. Dennis Weiser says this would specifically indicate the district will look at past history of minority hiring in the bidding process.
I believe we're already looking at these things. The purpose of this is just to make it official in writing, so if we can say that we're doing it in compliance with board policy. I'm not sure why it never came back from governance committee, but I would hope we can send this message to the minority community that we value minority contractors.
Board President Melvin Hargrove felt the language ought to be added as soon as possible, but he also supported the call for at least one work session, a motion approved on the new 5-4 majority among Racine School Board members. And construction will begin early next spring after the vote by the Kenosha School Board this week to adopt a plan for new and updated sports facilities at three of the district's high schools. Facilities Director Patrick Finnemore telling the board members that fields plan for Bullen Middle School near Bradford High School will be in March, along with some of the preliminary work at Bradford.
I fully expect that we'll be doing some work at Bradford in March because spring break is at the end of March this year. So there'll be some jump start kind of stuff. Certainly things that we still have to work out with Kurt. You know, and we want to make sure that we don't put the school in a bind.
The entire project to include a new football stadium at Bradford, updates at Amici Field and other facilities at Tremper and Indian Trail, expected to take a year and a half to complete. Kenosha Unified voters approving $16.7 million in a referendum to pay for the athletic facilities updates. WRJN.com, your source for our local news throughout the day. The newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage in the local news section. Also at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.